Let's go into the producer village and talk to my great producer, Dan Shugrue. Hi, Dan.
Hello, Nick.
How are you?
Good, man. How about you?
Good, good. I'm going to be, I told you in the car that, you know, typically on Wednesday mornings that follow my Tuesday night monthly screenings, I'm usually I get a little bit loopy because I don't sleep. I don't have my normal second nap that I usually get in the evening because I normally nap in the evening. I'm going to be especially loopy because for some reason I didn't sleep very well Tuesday. And I'm working on maybe 3 hours. And so, but the 4 o'clock hour ought to be interesting.
You hear that, Dumont?
Get the, you know, the 4 o'clock hour is going to prove why I deserve to have that plaque on the Walk of Fame, I think. I'm definitely a lot more tired than I usually am when I'm here, but I'll keep the energy up, but I might just get a little bit goofy. I would just like to warn everybody of that.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, you like it, sure.
It is a full moon, so.
Oh, it is? Have we been getting calls?
It's funny because we had a doctor's appointment earlier today, and our doctor agrees with me about the full moon. He is a person that does believe it gets a little weirder around that time.
Yeah.
And so we talked about it, though, and it's funny because both he and I, we experience it in the days before, not the night
yeah.
of.
Yeah.
Like, usually the night of. And I've joked with my cop friends that they usually end up dealing with the people on the night of, but in the days leading up to it, the tenor of calls certainly yeah. takes on odder aspects.
You know,
sure.
Listen, having worked late night and overnight radio for many, 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 many years, I believe it as well. And I know that, you know, you guys have to screen the calls. You know, the producers have to screen the calls. Sometimes they get through, and they have in the past. But I, you know, you can, it's, I think it's a thing. I definitely think it's a thing.
I don't understand how something that could influence the composite of 97% of the planet, like something that can affect that much water,
yeah.
cannot have an impact on human beings.
I agree. I totally agree. And you know, there's a lot of water on this planet. Just ask the aliens from Signs. They found out the hard way. I can't believe I just made a reference.
Thanks, Mel Gibson.
That stupid movie. That movie, I'm telling you, it's like, oh, the aliens are supposed to be smarter than us. They say in the movie they're brilliant. They're way ahead of us, these aliens. And yet they pick the planet that is covered in everything that like 90% of the planet or 70% of the planet is covered in what they're allergic to.
One of those like, oh, man, I'm an idiot things was like, you know, I saw the movie and I was just like, oh, all right, you know, whatever. And then, like, 10 minutes later when we were driving home in the car, my friend was just like, what happened if it rained?
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly right.
And I never thought of that.
Yeah.
You know?
No, exactly right. And I hate that movie so much. I also, like, remember he keeps, Mel Gibson keeps flashing back to his wife's death.
Right.
She gets, like, hit by a car, right? Or something. Or she's in a car accident.
Something involved
in
a car.
Something,
yeah.
He has to, she was going to give him, her dying words were a message. And it was, you remember what it was?
No.
It was swing away. And he remembered that when he had a baseball bat in his hand before he hit an alien. So he had to have this information given to him by his dead wife to swing the baseball bat at the head of the alien. It's such a stupid movie. Oh, my God. All right. Well, hi, Dan.
Hello.
And in the newsroom is Vic Vaughn. Hello, Vic.
Hey, Nick.
How are you?
Good morning.
Do things get weird in the newsroom during the full moonish? Like, do phone calls come in from people? And
there's a few weird calls just about every night, Nick.
Yes.
But no, I don't notice. I don't notice an uptick here. But I know some people like Dan that handle things during the overnight hours, and they swear by the full moon and stuff like that.
Oh, well, listen, you talk to people. Talk to any cop.
Yeah.
You talk to people who work in an ER.
Right.
You know, in the ER, people come in, they got coat hangers jammed in their eyes for some reason. They get, you know.
You know, Dan raises a good point. Something like that that has an effect on...
On water.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on. That it's not going to affect humans at all.
Yeah. Exactly true.
Yeah.
Exactly true.
There's something to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a... Do you ever... Dan, we've had people, you know, who worked in all-night places, you know, like, you know, bars or restaurants or, you know, convenience stores call
right.
in and go,
right.
yeah, it gets weird, man. And, you know, and again, like ERs, like weird accidents happen. People do weird things to themselves.
Right. I mean, I remember we talked to the guy who used to be the head of Cook County Hospital, and he didn't believe it, but he swore he said all my nurses do. And yeah. I, you know, my counterpoint to him was that he's administration.
Yeah.
You know, and like, you know, much like you said, I'm a screener, so I take every phone call that
right.
comes in. You don't necessarily deal
right.
with every phone call that comes
right.
in. Like every nurse deals with everybody that walks
That's
through the doors,
exactly
where
right.
an administration person might deal only with
That's right.
You know, a quarter of them.
And keep in mind, I also bartended for a while.
Yes. Anytime you're dealing with the general public.
Speaking of used to bartend, here's Esmeralda, who's in the traffic hut. Is the hut okay this morning?
The hut is okay.
Okay.
Luckily, there's no crazy people in here.
Yeah. No, it gets a little loopy around the full moon.
Yeah. No, I believe it
yeah.
completely.
Yeah, it absolutely does. So, anyway, so... So the screening last night for The Terminator, you know, there was a management change at the Movieco Theater. It's now an AMC theater. And they changed the name of the theater to AMC Dine-In Rosemont 18. And we didn't have a lot of lead time because the website had to be changed. And normally when we plug the website, you know, the tickets were available. We only had 5 days advance sales on this. Normally we have almost a whole month. But we had a really nice turnout, and I was very happy. I was really happy that we had the turnout we had. And I just want to let everybody know that if you come in June 6th, we are showing Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom on the big screen, the second of the Raiders trilogy. Or no, there's four of them. I always forget about the fourth one. And that's my favorite of the four is Temple of Doom, and we're going to have fun with that. But your ticket, the ticket price went up, but the ticket price includes free popcorn and... Now they have a special feature in our theater that we're doing where if you don't show up for dinner and you show up a little bit late, you can actually order food from your seat and they will bring it to you. You don't even have to get out of your seat. So you can order dinner, you can have dinner, and they'll bring it to your seat. And that was not a feature that we had before, but now it is. So, and I want to thank everybody for coming out to last night to The Terminator. It was great, and it was really great to see on the big screen. We had some fun afterwards talking about it. And again, June 6th, we'll tell you when tickets are on sale for Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. All right, we got to take a break here on 720 WGN. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about a new cookie dough cafe that's opening in London. And maybe that might turn into something that everybody will want here in America. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. Get your requests in now, 312-981-7200. Any artist, any song, anything, 312-981-7200. Coming up after the 2:30 news, Amanda Scottis is going to join us. She's the founder and executive director of a really great thing called Chicago Detours. And she has great foot tours and bus tours available throughout the year. And we're going to tell you about some of the cooler ones that are coming up in the coming weeks and months right here on WGN. Before we get to our quick topic here, Judy is on the line. Hello, Judy.
Hey, Nick, I have something to tell you. Your father's jokes on Monday, I enjoy them so much. Would you please tell him to keep it up?
Oh, yeah.
The joke that he told Monday about going to the doctor, I told my doctor when I went.
Yeah.
And he laughed, and he said, I'm going to remember that one to tell the rest of the guys.
Yeah, that's cool.
Just tell your dad he's great.
Oh, yeah, no, we love him. I'll tell you, you know, Judy, my parents come with me to my film club screenings every month now.
Uh-huh.
And when the listeners, you know, come up to see my dad, they're just like, oh, man, we love your joke. He's like a rock star. Nobody cares about me. They're there to see my dad. Yeah. So
he's a sweet person.
He's the best.
For you.
He's the best. Thank you, Judy. Have a great morning.
We love you.
Okay, take care.
All right.
Bye. By the way, for people who weren't listening on Monday, my dad's joke was, guy came home from the doctor and told his wife, I don't know, I'm a little worried. And the wife says, why are you worried? And the guy says, well, the doctor says that I'm going to have to take a pill every day for the rest of my life. And his wife says, well, you know, lots of people take pills for the rest of their lives, every day for the rest of their lives. Why are you so upset? And the guy says, well, the doctor only gave me 4 pills. Hold on a minute. Hold it.
All right. All right.
We'll talk about the cookie dough thing a little bit later on. I do want to mention one more thing I was talking about at the Terminator screening last night. I told the story of the first time I saw Terminator. Dan, have I ever told you the story about the first time I saw Terminator?
No, I don't think so.
First time I ever saw Terminator was out in theaters, 1984. And I went to see three movies that day. Went with a couple of different people. You know, we all met up and saw, and I saw three movies that day. And I planned it so I saved the best one for last, in my opinion. You know? So I'm like, okay, I'll see this movie first. It's not going to be very good. I'll see this movie second. I'm not really care about this one. But the one I'm really excited about, the one I'm going to save the best for last. So the first one I saw that day, because I didn't care, was Terminator. And it was Arnold Schwarzenegger. Who cares? It's going to be stupid. And I loved it. It was great. It kicks ass. Second movie I planned to see that morning, and I was, or that day, I was like, eh, was the original Nightmare on Elm Street. Which, of course, turns out to be a great movie. And the one that I saved for last, the one that I was so excited about, I'm saving the best for last, these other two movies are going to suck, was Missing in Action with Chuck Norris. I was like, after I saw Missing in Action, I was like, yeah, that was a mistake. I planned very wrong this day. So, all right. People laughed at me last night when I told that story. Like, you idiot. Chuck Norris Missing in Action was the big one for you? So, all right, we got a break. The news is coming up next.